This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 7th of March. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. On Monday, Turkey and the European heads of government meet for an emergency summit on the refugee crisis. The EU is also expected to announce an emergency aid package for Greece to help refugees stuck there. In Turkey, two men appear in court charged with human trafficking and causing the death of five people. Among the dead were three-year-old Alan Kurdi, whose drowning sparked an international fury. Meanwhile, anti-immigration feeling continues to rise in Europe, with a major demonstration planned in Berlin on Sunday. The tiny Pacific nation of the Marshall Islands, population just 52,634, takes India to the International Court of Justice at The Hague on Monday for India's failure to live up to its responsibility to disarm nuclear weapons. In the Middle East, Vice President Joe Biden visits Israel to sign a new defense memorandum of understanding. The agreement delays a decision on U.S. support until the election of a new president. Back in Washington, President Obama entertains the new Canadian Premier, Justin Trudeau. Israel and the status of Jerusalem will be the topic of a special summit in Indonesia of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And in Abu Dhabi, 23 Yemenis are due to go on trial charged with forming an Al-Qaeda cell. The fate of Libya's $66 billion sovereign wealth fund will be decided by a London court next week. Control of the fund is claimed by the country's two feuding factions. In neighboring Algeria, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon flies in amidst worrying reports about the health of President Bouteflika. And finally, clever Pepsi. They're launching a new cherry-flavored drink in Japan, just in time for the annual Cherry Blossom Festival. And that was next week's News Today, with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. As spring approaches, Europe is bracing itself for a renewed flood of Arab refugees. On Monday, Turkish leaders and EU heads of government hold a special summit in Brussels to draw up a joint action plan to stem the flow. At the same time, the EU is expected to approve an emergency aid package for Greece to help house, feed, and process 100,000 refugees on Greek soil. The image of the dead body of three-year-old Alan Kurdi pulled at the world's heartstrings when it was pulled out of the Aegean last year. This week, two men, Mufwaka Albash and Assem Alfrad, are due to appear in a Turkish court charged with Alan's death, the death of four others, and human trafficking. At the International Court of Justice in The Hague, the tiny Pacific Ocean nation of the Marshall Islands, population nearly 53,000, takes on India, population over a billion. India is being charged with failure to disarm its nuclear weapons. The real target, however, is the United States, who left behind a radioactive legacy after 67 nuclear tests on the islands between 1946 and 1958. Washington, however, does not recognize the jurisdiction of the court. The strained relations between the Obama administration and Israel are underscored next week when Vice President Joe Biden flies in to sign a new memorandum of understanding for the long-standing U.S.-Israeli defense agreement. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu wants to increase American support from $3 to $5 billion a year, but faces an Obama brick wall. The agreement simply agrees to delay a decision until after the November elections. Jerusalem, the holy city for three of the world's great religions, will be the subject of a special meeting in Indonesia of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Israel claims Jerusalem as its capital, but because ownership is disputed, no country in the world recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Locked away on the computers of London banks is the $66 billion Libyan sovereign wealth fund, while the country remains hopelessly divided. Next week, a London court is expected to decide whether the fund should be managed by Hassan Buhari, who's attached to the internationally recognized government in eastern Libya, or Abdelmajid Barish, nominally independent but based in Tripoli in the western half of the country. The two men agree on one thing, that Goldman Sachs has mismanaged the fund. And that was next week's Look Ahead Radio World Report Analysis, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.